Zombies. There have been literally dozens upon dozens of films about zombies. Some are meant to be horrifying, but there are some that are intended to be comical. Today, we look at two films on the comical side, Zombieland and Zombieland 2 Double Tap, on this Nut Up or Shut Up edition of Shriek Previews.
With fear, the monster's creeping near. It's time to lend an ear to Shriek Previews.
Brent, check this out.
What?
Check it out.
Oh,
it's a hat just like the one that Tallahassee wore in the first one. Fuck yeah.
That's a nice hat.
Isn't that cool?
I like that. Where'd you get that?
I got it on Amazon or something.
Really?
I ordered. Yeah, it's just because I love the film.
Yeah.
I love the series.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, may I have
check
that
it
hat?
Out? No.
No, I'm going to have to.
But you can look at it.
I might have to kill you for that.
Oh, well, maybe then you can have it.
Okay, good. Yes. All right. Hey, listeners, I am Brent. I'm here with Dan the Hat Man. Because you got the hat.
Wait. No. I need a cool name for this episode, like Tallahassee or Albuquerque.
Mundelein.
Oh, God. Really? Ah, man.
Well, I mean, that makes me Round Lake, which
Round
makes
Lake.
Me sound like a fat guy.
Round Lake.
I mean, I am a fat guy, but
you've always been a well-rounded individual, I must say.
No, in school I wasn't.
No,
really
you were
skinny.
Stick. Yeah. You were twig.
Yeah, but it helps that I married an awesome cook.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, we are the hosts of Shriek Previews, and today we are going to be talking about Zombieland and Zombieland 2 Double Tap.
Brent, take a picture.
Okay, of you with the hat?
With my Tallahassee hat.
All right, we'll put that on our Instagram. And ooh, that's good. All right. Kind of look like Elvis there as well. All right, let's get a kind of a close-up. You got the very American sweatshirt as well, which is weird for you wearing that. Yeah, that was good. All right.
Anyway.
So, listeners, if you haven't seen these Zombieland movies, what is wrong with you?
I know. Where have you been?
Yeah, so...
The series has been out since, what, 2009?
I think so, yeah.
And I say series because I think they're planning a third.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be great.
They're talking about it right now.
It took 10 years for the sequel to be
made. Yeah, but they're so popular, they're so well done, they're so funny,
mm-hmm.
that they should have another one.
Yeah.
This reminds me of like a modern day Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. You love the characters... They're fighting this paranormal stuff. You know, it's great. And Bill Murray's in them.
Right. All right. Well, that being said, I guess we will dive right into Zombieland. Dan, get your timer ready. I get to go first.
Yes, you do. And I am ready.
Okay.
On my mark.
Yep.
And go.
So Zombieland from 2009, directed by Ruben Fleischer. It's after the zombie apocalypse, and the movie follows a dynamic duo of intrepid explorers, Columbus and Tallahassee, as they make their way through the United States, which they now call Zombieland. They run across two young girls who scam them out of their supplies and weapons, but later the group all forms a family together to help each other out. They end up splitting up because the girls heard that Pacific Playland has no zombies. Spoiler alert, it has lots of zombies. And Tallahassee and Columbus come to their rescue.
Wow. That's a movie. 20 seconds to spare.
Wow, that's...
Very good.
I'm pretty good at that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This movie, like you talked about earlier, is kind of like the next generation Ghostbusters with... Interesting characters mm-hmm. by great actors. I mean, Woody Harrelson is brilliant
God.
As Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg with his, you know, his rules, the rules of Zombieland.
His nerdy behavior and all the, his quirks.
Emma Stone as Wichita?
Wichita. And then
Little Rock.
Little Rock is her sister.
As Abigail Breslin, who was the little girl in Signs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I really enjoyed this movie. The filming is that comical ultra-violence.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when Columbus is talking about his rules, mm-hmm. and the letters kind of appear floating in midair.
In special font, you know, in the special, mm-hmm. Superman font or whatever it is. But it looked very, very comical.
Yeah.
Very cartoonish.
Yeah. And so I love the characters. You've got Tallahassee with his unending search for Twinkies.
Mm-hmm. And he gets pissed if he doesn't find one. He gets the snowballs instead.
Yeah.
A very fun film.
Yeah.
Exquisite opening, very entertaining. Good use of the For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica. Mm-hmm. I love it when Columbus is being chased at the beginning and he gets in, he drops the keys and he has to run around and come back and the zombie's chasing him.
And the cardio sign.
The cardio,
is blinking.
And he's in rule number 5, beware of bathrooms or something. I forget the rule numbers, but
I think was beware of bathrooms.
He gets into the car and then you hear Chuck Mangione's Feel So Good playing, you know, it's all like soft, easy listening. Great film. Yes. I love it. They really make a unique pair.
Yes.
These two. His, Tallahassee's ruggedness with, Columbus's,
nerdiness.
Great, great stuff.
Yeah.
It does not take itself seriously.
No.
And it works well.
Yeah. It's not meant to be taken seriously. It's not scary at all. It's horror because it's about the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
And Bill Murray is in it, like you mentioned already.
And God, I love that scene with Bill Murray. They play a trick on Columbus, and he ends up shooting him.
Right.
And he's like, "Do you have any last regrets?" He's like, "Well, maybe Garfield."
Garfield. Right?
Oh my God, it's so right to have him in this.
Yeah,
so right. I think what works well with this film is the writing, the comedic writing.
Yes.
You know, but a little Woody Harrelson doesn't hurt, a little Bill Murray. It was just a big, what's the word I'm looking for? Good mixture, perfect storm of elements in this film that you just can't help but like it. You can't help but love it.
Right.
And I would say this is a must-have in your collection.
Yeah, and I do own this movie. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
You know, Emma Stone, she plays the love interest,
mm-hmm.
but she is overshadowed by Tallahassee and Columbus.
Yeah.
And Abigail Breslin as Little Rock, she, in this movie especially, she just kind of there.
Yeah, but she was still kind of like, she was a good balance, I feel. You know, but really, the main focus was always, you know, the chemistry between Woody Harrelson.
And Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 They were like, I know what it was. It was that they were the straight man to Tallahassee and Columbus's goofball.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
there was a little
kind of it. Yeah,
because even like you said, I forget Emma Stone. Is
Emma
that her
Stone,
name?
Yeah,
she was in all that. You know,
no, she was.
She was nice to look at, and she was good acting.
Right, she
good
played
actress,
the love interest.
The love interest.
Was a very. She wasn't as quirky of a character as Tallahassee
Columbus.
And Columbus.
They were phenomenal in this.
This movie was really about the two of them.
Yes, it was.
Like you said, this is a must-have in your collection, and it is in my collection. Mm. I was so excited when the sequel came out 10 years later, which we'll get into next. But, really enjoyable story, really enjoyable writing, character development, over-the-top violence. You know, the little things about Zombie Kill of the Week. You know,
the zombie kill
of the week goes to so-and-so, and it shows how, you know, the person dropping a piano on a zombie and stuff like that.
Sister, what's her name? And she goes into the building, and then the piano drops.
Yeah.
I like that Tallahassee always kind of gives himself credit for the zombie kill of the week, and then he's like, no, actually, zombie kill of the week goes to so-and-so from so-and-so place.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Just, and then, you know what, it's... I had not seen that movie since it first came out. I saw it maybe the year it came out. like, didn't see it in the theater, but I saw it soon after.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hadn't seen it for a while. And then we you know, assigned this for the Shriek previews. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I can't wait to see this again. It was just so, such a pleasure to look forward to this film, to seeing it again.
Yeah. Because, I mean, yeah, it's not a new movie. It's from, it's 14 years old.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things like, why have we never covered this?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And to have Bill Murray, man, it's just, when you see, you know, like, that they end up in Bill Murray, oh, no fucking way, we're going to see Bill Murray in this. And sure enough, and then he dies.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
All right. So I'm going to say you gave this movie 9 skulls.
Yes, absolutely. The only reason it didn't get 10 is because
it's not scary.
It's not scary.
Yeah.
You know, but still a solid watch, even a keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say I'm willing to bet that you gave it 9 skulls.
Exactly. Yeah? I gave it 9 skulls.
How can you not?
If you're a fan of zombie movies,
mm-hmm.
you have to see this.
Absolutely.
And what I like about this too is even if you're not a fan of horror movies, you can enjoy this movie.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you don't need, and it's not a movie where you're going to be scared or, you know, if you're squeamish about horror movies, yeah, you're going to enjoy this.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, okay, so 9s, both of us.
Straight across the board.
So, straight across the board. So, before we go on to the sequel to Zombieland, which came out 10 years later, here's a little word about our Patreon.
Hey there, horror fans. We would love your support. At patreon.com/shriekpreviews, not my personal information. For $4 a month, we can continue to bring you different perspectives of things that go bump in the night, naughty. Also, leave a shiny 5-star review on your favorite podcast directory. And be a love. Tell your friends who enjoy the thrill of a scary movie. You know, who doesn't like a thrill? Naughty again. Last but not least, darling, write and tell us what you want to hear or share your own spooky story that gives one goosebumps, like a soft tickle in the back of the neck. Now, who's being naughty now?
So with that out of the way, Dan, talk to us about Zombieland 2 Double Tap. Let me get the timer up here. And you're on the clock.
So Zombieland 2, 2019, and now we are, it's 10 years later, we're following the further exploits of Tallahassee and Columbus.
I don't think it's 10 years later in the movie, though.
Well,
because Little Rock is not, here, I'm going to pause the timer on this. Little Rock is not 10 years older, because I think she was 12.
Well, she looks significantly older than this.
Well, yeah, she is 10 years older than the actress.
But how long has the time passed?
I think her character maybe is 17 or 18 at this point. So
yeah, it makes
and
sense.
I think she was 12 just, in the first one. So I think that's what
So some time has passed, I'll say.
Yeah, some time has passed, but not a full decade. Okay, I'm going to start the timer again here. You're at 40 seconds left. Go.
So then, Little Rock is much older. She's seeking people her age. She wants to, you know, they get comfortable at the White House.
Yeah, they go and live at the White House.
They live at the White House. And then they decide they want to, you know, get out of there. And so she takes off. Wichita takes off after her. She steals their car. And, Tallahassee says, fuck it, I'm going. Jason meets this girl, Madison, who turns out to be a zombie. Then she doesn't turn out to be a zombie. And then, they decide to go to
Babylon.
Fuck.
Yeah, but you screwed it. And you said Jason?
I fucking got nervous.
Columbus?
Yeah.
Jason?
You want me to do it over?
No, you just sucked. And it's important for our listeners to know you suck.
Okay.
So
as long as they know.
Yeah, I'll finish up with you or for you. You know, Little Rock finds this hippie guy,
Berkeley,
and they go to Babylon, which is
a hippie commune. Yeah,
commune. They're complete pacifists, no guns
allowed. No guns allowed. That's so dumb.
And a bunch of zombies show up there.
You're in a zombie Acropolis. Get it?
Yeah.
Acropolis? You're in a zombie Acropolis. And then you decide that you can't have guns in this place, knowing that, you know, it's lawlessness now, mm-hmm. and you melt the weapons. How dumb.
Yeah.
Funny, though.
A little bit that you skipped over was when they meet, I don't even remember their names, but they're basically like their doppelgangers.
Albuquerque and Flagstaff.
Yes. And yeah. It was Luke Wilson. And then the Flagstaff was played by a guy who I remember from like T-Mobile commercials or AT&T or something like
that. Yeah, his name was Thomas Middleditch.
Okay.
Middleditch, Canadian actor. And yeah, they play their doppelganger.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny to see because at the beginning, if you notice, Rosario Dawson, she plays
Nevada.
She's very similar to Wichita.
Yeah.
But you don't get that until you see the other two guys come in. And then you're like, oh, that makes sense. They're, you know, all three of them are like the exact same.
Yeah.
Of each other.
And I loved
Luke Wilson is brilliant. Him arguing with Woody Harrelson was great.
Yeah. And the fact that Flagstaff, instead of rules like Columbus had, he had commandments.
Mm.
But I thought Madison was just amazing with how airheaded she was.
She was great. And let's start out with the very beginning of the film. Excellent idea with a Columbia Pictures torch lady kicking the crap out of her, and then she like flips the torch and goes back to the posing.
Yep. And then there was another, like the opening of Zombieland was Whom the Bell Tolls, and this one had another
Master of Puppets.
I was like, I knew it was another Metallica song.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was a great scene with them killing all those zombies in the White House lawn. And yeah, you're right, though. I loved Madison. I loved the character. I hated the pacifist guy. God, I wanted to kick his ass just like Woody did. But he, the guy, the actor that portrayed him was good. It was a good portrayal, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm not hating on the guy, but man, the guy just was such a. The thing about this is that the characters of Zombieland, in the whole Zombieland universe, are so unique and memorable.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was saying before, it reminded me that this is kind of like a Ghostbusters comedy team fighting the paranormal. It's great.
Yeah.
It works very good. Their chemistry and everything. You know, I wish they had not even killed, Albuquerque and Flagstaff.
Right. Yeah.
Cause you even get to like them. You know?
Yeah. The dynamic with them not seeing that they're just mirror images of themselves and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, when this sequel was announced 10 years later,
mm-hmm.
I was like, it feels like a money grab. I'm afraid it's going to suck.
Me too. I thought it was going to suck. I fucking loved it. I was laughing out loud.
Yeah, because it's...
I literally saw this for the first time last night, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
I saw never this seen it because I thought, oh, this is going to be... You know, I wrote it off. I didn't really, you know... I said, I'll get around to it, but I know what it's going to be. No, man. I loved the second one just as much as the first one.
Yeah, I mean, it was still in the same flavor as the first one.
Yes.
But it was more of the same because it was very formulaic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get comfortable in one place. There's zombies. They have to go rescue somebody else. It's overcome, but
different first world problems.
Yes, exactly. There were little quirks and stuff. Their relationships and dynamics among each other had evolved. And it was, although it was formulaic, it was a fitting, suitable sequel. In much the same flavor and in enjoyment.
I think what helped is that, first of all the original characters came back.
Mm-hmm.
Then you bring the same director, Ruben Fleischer.
Yeah.
You know, and so he already had the tone, the feeling, and so it helped to bring back that magic.
Yeah.
Because it really did truly bring back that magic. I love the addition of a Murraying.
Yes.
When somebody dies when they're mistaken by somebody. Right, a zombie.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that sounds like an urban legend.
yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, really enjoyable movie. Just as good as the first one.
Yeah. Now, if you really pay close attention at when Albuquerque and Flagstaff turn into zombies, you really got to pay close attention to that whole orchestrated battle scene between the four of them. Really good stuff. I there's a part where... Columbus gets flipped over on the pool table and you're like, ooh, that looked like it hurts. And then they turn it and it's him. You know, it's like, it's very seamless.
Yes.
Very good special effects.
Yeah. And the addition of the categories of zombie, there's the Homer, there's the Hawking, and then the new one, the T-800. And
it's a very, you know, it's a, for a zombie movie, it's a real feel-good film.
Yeah.
You know, at the end when he's hanging, when Tallahassee's hanging on that hook. And he's about to die, and they're trying to save him. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. One thing about Woody Harrelson that I noticed in this film, he is a master at the comedic reaction. When something happens and he's got like this look of disgust and he just looks at Columbus, and it's like so funny just to see him all serious, because you know he's not serious.
Yeah, he's got such expressive facial expressions. Yes. And
yeah.
Yeah, either when he's giddy about being at, you know, in Elvis's suit and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, doing a little.
Yeah, or when he's angry, just when hearing about Berkeley and.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna punch you.
Yeah. When the one guy, he's like, oh, we're gonna have group sex. And he takes the fucking gun from him.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good reaction. Good timing.
Yeah.
For the two of them, Columbus and Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Everyone involved in this was terrific. Stellar.
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm thinking you also gave this a 9, just like you did the first one.
I did, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to guess you gave this one a 9 as well.
No.
No? 8.5?
Psych! I gave it a 9.
Okay. You had me worried there.
No. I love this series. I can't wait. Like I said, I've heard rumors.
I hope they're right. Yeah.
That's what I heard.
It's so rare for a sequel to be as good as the original.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so it's, yeah.
And this is just as good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't say better. I think they're both on par. The
on
same.
Par, yeah. Right. Yeah. This one isn't better, but it doesn't lack, because they added enough that it's not just more of the same.
Exactly. I guess, the part 3 is supposed to come out in 2029. That's what I heard, but I don't know if that's true. I can't imagine.
No, because then that would make it basically like 10 years between each one.
And yeah.
That, you know, and Woody Harrelson isn't getting any younger.
No. But so. Yeah, excellent film. You can't miss. But I would say you have to see one before you see two.
Yeah, yes. It helps
introduce you to
the characters. And I mean, if you haven't seen one, you're not going to get the brilliance of the doppelgangers.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're not going to understand the whole love triangle thing with Tallahassee, or not Tallahassee, with Columbus and Wichita. Mm-hmm. And then Madison. Uh-huh. I found it interesting that everyone just automatically is named after where they're from.
Yeah, I know. I also, even Berkeley.
Yeah, Berkeley and Madison.
Madison,
who's an airhead.
Yeah, I loved it. I say you should have both in your collection.
Yeah, I don't own Double Tap yet, but I think at some point
you'll have to add it. Yeah.
You know, when Double Tap came out, I made my kids watch the first one, and then we went and saw the sequel.
That's funny to hear.
Yeah.
I made my kids watch the first one. Yeah.
Yeah. And they enjoyed
good stuff.
It.
Yeah. It's an enjoyable
It was not
movie.
On their radar beforehand, because this is definitely it's more our generation.
Yeah.
The humor, things like that. Again, I just love the whole thing with the words floating in the air. It's so unique and interesting. And the little side things with when the first movie, it's the zombie kill of the week. And then they go like zombie kill of the month and the year and the century or whatever. And I love in this one, the Italian guy, he drops the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Right on the zombies.
Yeah. So just.
Portraying as a tourist.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'm a stupid, helpless tourist with two helpless kids. Come eat me.
Great stuff.
Yeah. It was just.
What I thought was kind of hokey was the whole Bill Murray thing. I felt was kind of tacked on for the sake of adding Bill Murray.
Yeah, the post-credit scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever.
Because still, you get Bill Murray.
Right. It was post-credit. It wasn't tacked on in the movie, so
yeah.
It's just extra flavoring, I guess.
Mm.
But yeah, this Double Tap took everything from the first movie and turned it up.
Yeah.
And did new zombies, new zombie kill of the week, month, year, new characters, everything like that. Just really well done. So, and again, you and I each gave it a 9. So, 9s all around for both Zombieland and Zombieland 2.
Yeah. I have to say yes.
Yeah.
Enjoyable.
So listener, if you're a fan of zombie movies, see these movies. If you're not a fan of zombie movies, see these movies. Mm-hmm. They're that enjoyable.
This is these movies are a good example of when they do comedy writing well with horror elements. Mm-hmm. Like Renfield. I know you didn't like Dark Shadows. I like Dark Shadows. But you got Renfield, you got stuff like the Ghostbusters,
right.
You know, that really kind of know how to mix the two and make it so much fun.
And I agree with you. This Zombieland is to zombies what Ghostbusters was to ghosts.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great analogy. So I don't have a trailer for us this week. However, I have a bit of gossip.
Do tell.
So, you know, we've already been talking about Fede Alvarez and the new Alien Romulus.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Hulu is also developing a series, an Alien series at the same time.
From the same universe?
Yes.
Okay.
So the Alien, yeah.
Okay.
And I heard
Hulu.
Rumors. Hulu, yes.
Interesting.
And I heard rumors that it's the Xenomorphs come to Earth.
They've already been to Earth.
No,
Requiem.
Eh.
Requiem. He came to small town. He kicked some ass.
Yeah, I guess.
With Predator. He fought the Predator. Well,
yeah. I don't really count the Alien versus Predators. Yeah.
That movie sucked, man.
Well, there were two of them. There was Alien versus Predator and then Requiem. Requiem was the second one.
Wait. Alien versus Predator, he was in Earth, right? He was in that Arctic pyramid or whatever.
So, yeah, something. And then
Lance Henriksen was in it.
I don't remember. I saw each of those once and was like, eh.
I like Alien versus Predator slightly better than Requiem. Requiem was really lacking.
I don't remember which one it was, but one of them was like every scene was dark and it was hard.
Requiem.
Was that Requiem?
Requiem, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I count those as part of the overall.
So anyway, what else did you hear about this new Hulu series about the aliens?
That's it.
Just that? That's all we get?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that it's in development. Yeah, see, here's the other thing, too. The interesting thing about the Alien series is, so Prometheus, there's Prometheus and then Alien.
Prometheus was good.
Prometheus really was good.
It. Yeah, I saw it not too long ago again, because it had been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah, and then Covenant, Alien Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And there was supposed to be a third movie.
Which one was Covenant?
Covenant is David the Android starts experimenting with putting the xenomorphs into different animals to create different types of xenomorphs.
I don't remember if I saw that one. Okay. So anyway, go ahead. I didn't mean to get
tripped. So, well, the interesting thing is that line of thinking and then the third movie that was supposed to come out really paints David as the creator of the incarnation of the xenomorph that we are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's about 10 years after that, that the Nostromo comes across the aliens on that planet and stuff like that.
Mm.
If that is the case though, then there's no way that the Predator could have fought the xenomorph on Earth in modern day, because the original alien
timeline
is in like the year 2048 or mm-hmm. something like that.
Wow.
So it messes with the whole timeline and
yeah.
And
so, but Hollywood's been known to mess with timelines before.
Yeah.
What's your favorite alien movie?
My favorite alien, like you're talking about from alien franchise, not aliens in general.
In general. Like if you put all the movies, the Sigourney Weaver's from 1977, I forget the year it came out.
No, but I mean you're talking about the alien franchise, not general Martians.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, not... I'm talking about the Alien Martians, the aliens as we know it, the Alien franchise, yeah.
I would have to say my favorite is the first one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the very first one, I think, was definitely the scariest.
Yeah.
I mean, really the only one that was really scary and traditional horror.
For a space movie, yeah. For being out in space, it was the one that truly scared you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it was basically a slasher film in space.
Yeah.
Aliens, the second one, brought it more into the realm of just
sci-fi
action.
Action, yeah.
I thought 3 and 4 were terrible.
3 was the one where they're in a prison?
Yes.
In space?
Yeah.
And they all these aliens are morphed with animals? Wasn't there like alien?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I could have sworn there was like... but anyway, I remember it was a prison.
Yeah.
That was kind of boring. Number 4, which one was it? Was that the one with Winona Ryder?
Yes.
I kind of liked that one.
Oh, see, I thought that
was... I thought it was better than 3.
Well, yeah.
You know?
That's not saying much. No. And then there was... If we don't count the Alien versus Predator movies, then there was Prometheus, which I enjoyed.
Yes.
Although Prometheus certainly wasn't really horrifying in any way.
No, but it was a good sci-fi flick.
Yes. And then Covenant, which was eh.
Yeah, I agree. Well, no, I can't. It must not have been that memorable because I don't remember. Covenant came out after Prometheus?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to have to revisit that because I could have sworn I've seen it, but I don't remember.
Now, I will say this. There's a video game called Alien Isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Where you play Ellen Ripley's daughter, who is now, who goes back to the Nostromo to find out what happened to her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on this decommissioned, you know, space station with a xenomorph. And because of damage or something like that, like the damage to your ship, you can't escape until you repair it, and you've got to go and find the parts and stuff in this.
And in the trajectory, game. You have to battle the aliens.
Yeah, but see, there's only one xenomorph, but you can't kill it. All you can do is you can use fire to scare it away for a little while. But other than that, you've got to hide from this thing, and it's a freaking tense, terrifying game.
Hmm.
And apparently, there's a VR mod to it, or you can play it in virtual reality from first person, which I think would be amazing. And I've got a VR headset. I just haven't gotten around to hunting that down. But I thought
we should hunt that down. I've never played a VR game. I'd really be interested to do that one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, it's a long game. Alien Isolation is a very long game. So it's not something you'd be able to complete necessarily unless you get your own VR headset.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, maybe I'll look into that and we'll experience that and do a little like mini review of that. But
yeah, cool.
But, yeah, ultimately, I will have to say that the very first Alien movie was, in my opinion, by far the best one.
Mm. What about the Predator movies?
I'd have to say my favorite one of that was also the first Predator with Schwarzenegger.
I liked the last one that was out. Not Prey.
No. There
was
Predators with Alien Brody. Adrian Brody.
Yeah, I loved Predators.
That one was okay.
Yeah, the one with all the different soldiers coming down, warriors, whatever. Yeah,
and they find themselves, they're basically like on a safari planet being hunted by the alien.
I thought that was Predators. A cool idea.
Yeah. I mean, overall, I like the concept of the Predator.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a lot of fun. And in the first one, when it goes up against Carl Weathers and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
You know, the second one with Danny Glover was like,
eh. Yeah, that one didn't. Yeah, in the city, they could have done better on that one.
Although I still remember.
Morton Downey Jr. was in it.
Yeah. I still remember the tagline for the sequel, though. It was, he's in town with a few days to kill.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
But, and then there was Predator, or the Predator.
Is that the one with the ex-military? That was like out like 5 years ago or something?
No, the Predator was, I want to say like the late, like 2008 or something like that. Then there was Predators, and then we just got Prey not too long ago.
Predators is the one with a dude from Key and Peele.
Yes.
Okay, that I kind of like that one too. The one with the suit? The kid finds a suit or something? Or he...
I don't remember.
They have the suit in a facility
time.
And the one soldier, it latches onto him and it like
something
builds
like that.
A suit around him.
Yeah. I don't fully remember. Because overall, I found they were...
They haven't done a really great job with Predator as much as they've done better luck. They've had better luck with the Alien franchise than executing a good Predator movie.
Now, I do remember when I was in high school, there was a graphic novel. It was Batman versus a Predator.
I remember that.
And that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we got totally away from Zombieland there and stuff like that. But yeah, so we've got Alien Romulus coming out this year. And then we've got, at some point, there will be the unnamed Hulu series about aliens. So we'll have to see what that comes out to be.
Yep.
So listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. We love that you listen in to us babbling week in and week out. Reach out to us at shriekpreviews@gmail.com. You can email us, tell us your favorite movies, or make recommendations of movies you'd like to see us review. Or you can interact with us on social media at Shriek Previews Podcast on Instagram and Shriek Previews on TikTok. Thanks so much for listening. We will talk at you next week.